You are listening to Prepare the Way of the Lord, an Advent devotional. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Then they seized Jesus and led him away, bringing him into the high priest's house, and Peter was following at a distance. And when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat down among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him as he sat in the light and looking closely at him, said, "This man also was with him." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." And a little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." And after an interval of about an hour, still another insisted, saying, "Certainly this man also was with him, for he too is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you're talking about." And immediately while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the saying of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times." And he went out and wept bitterly. Now the men who were holding Jesus in custody were mocking him as they beat him. They also blindfolded him and kept asking him, "Prophesy, who is it that struck you?" And they said many other things against him, blaspheming him. When day came, the assembly of the elders of the people gathered together, both chief priests and scribes, and they led him away to their council, and they said, "If you are the Christ, tell us." But he said to them, "If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I ask you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man shall be seated at the right hand of the power of God." Here ends the reading. Once again, this lectionary reading from the week of our Lord's Passion sounds discordant as our focus is on Advent and preparation for Christmas. The account of Peter's betrayal, his denial of Jesus, not once but three times, together with the Lord's beating and mocking at the hands of his enemies, leaves a somewhat bitter taste as we're hungering for the good news of the birth of the baby in Bethlehem. And yet, isn't that the reality of our Christian faith? We are not people of Christmas only. Our faith isn't only for times of joy and happiness, peace and light. As soon as Jesus came into the world, Herod and his soldiers sought Jesus to put him to death and was willing to slaughter all the innocent young male children under the age of two just to get to the Son of God. We know Jesus was born to be the Savior of the world, and that redemption was to be won for us by his crucifixion and death. We are people of Christmas and Good Friday and Easter. We journey through Advent knowing our destination is not finally Bethlehem and the stable and the manger, but Golgotha, the cross, and the tomb on Easter morning. This is the good news, that God became human in Jesus, his Son, to be with us in joy and sorrow, pain and peace, times of challenge and struggle, as well as times of blessing and grace. This is the good news, that Jesus, our Savior, is with us in death and in life. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, be with me always, in all times in my life. Amen. The suggested Advent action for today, read the rest of Luke's account of Holy Week, Luke chapters 23 and 24.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.